What is it, sweetie?
The boys are bothering me.
What are they doing?
They're gobbling.
Gobbling.
I told them to stop, but they keep doing it.
Gobble, 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 gobble,
probably just doing it because it makes you mad. If you pretend it doesn't bother you, I'm sure they'll stop.
Yeah, I don't know.
You know what you should do? You should gobble too, and they'll get bored and they'll leave you alone.
Yeah.
Right, what do you got, Ray?
Hey, you two, quit gobbling, you hear me? Or you will never see ice cream again for the rest of your life.
There you go.
Thank you, Daddy.
Daddy loves you.
Okay, I got one for you. All right, there's this old man, right? And he's sitting on this park bench, and he's crying uncontrollably, right? So this guy walks up. He says, hey, old man, what seems to be the problem? And the guy says, I just married a beautiful 25-year-old woman, right? Every evening, she cooks me this great gourmet meal. Then we have a wonderful night of passion, and we fall asleep in each other's arms, right? So the guy says, well, then why are you crying? And the old man says, so the old man said, the old man said, the old man said, the old man says, I forgot where I live.
That's a good one. I love an old man joke. I married once.
Everyone have wine?
Yeah, okay, yeah. Thank you, Amy.
Thank you, Marie. This was a terrific Thanksgiving. I just love it. You know, there's that real family feeling, you know? I love Thanksgiving. I wish every day could be like this.
Yeah, me too. I love turkey.
Well, it doesn't have to end on Thanksgiving. I mean, this Sunday is my turkey tortellini day.
Oh.
And I'm going to teach Amy how to make it. So we can have another family feast.
Yeah. All right, I'm wearing my stretchy pants to that.
That day would be great.
Hey, Deb! You should cook with me and Marie Sunday morning.
Gosh, really? Oh, Sunday, I really have my hands full. That's bath day, you know, the twins and Ray.
You can count us in for the eating of the meal.
Yeah.
No way. Your girl doesn't cook. You're out.
Oh, oh, stop it, Frank. The dinner's for everyone.
Yeah, and I'll try to come up with another joke. I got it.
Well, I better get started with these dishes.
No, no. You relax, Marie, right?
Yeah, Ma, relax.
Ray!
Oh. Oh, that went pretty good, huh?
I could kill Amy cooking with Marie.
Yeah. Well, she's drunk. Anyway, you were the one who went on and on about how nice it was to be with everybody.
Yeah, today was nice, but I can't be in the kitchen with your mother. That's the belly of the beast.
Deborah?
Hey, hi. Wow, those shoes are quiet, huh?
Deborah, I don't know why your rolls are all left. I like them. The burnt part gave them some flavor. Oh, and don't worry about those pots and pans, honey. I know how to do those.
Oh, well, cleaning is cleaning.
You'd think so.
The raising of the pan. Thanksgiving is officially over.
And always with that little smile. She's so good at that.
Yeah. That was like a drive-by.
I should just tell her to...
You know what you could do?
What?
Gobble. Yeah. If you gobble, then she'll get bored and she'll just leave you alone.
Thanks.
Oh, Deborah, I envy you the way you can just roll out of bed and put on anything and not even care. Gobble, 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 gobble. Yeah.
You know what? You might be right.
What?
Everything I told Allie about pretending it doesn't bother her, why haven't I tried that with your mother?
Because that's how you deal with children. Yeah, okay. But normal children. This one's big and a little off her nut.
No. Every time Marie says something mean or insulting, I get mad. And maybe that's why she keeps doing it. I should just change the way I react to her. God, that's in every book.
Books. There's nothing wrong with how you react.
Ray, I wanted to hit her with a frying pan.
Get in line.
Father's on the couch and he thinks from a lying down position he can eat more mashed potatoes.
Hey, Marie.
Yeah.
I would love to cook with you guys on Sunday.
Really?
Yeah.
Belly of the beast.
And you know what? Ray's going to be at the auto show, so we could do it at my house. We can hang out there all day. It'll be fun.
Are you all right, dear?
Yeah. I'm just super excited about Sunday.
Okay. Wonderful. And this should be educational for you.
Educational. That's a good one.
What are you doing? A whole day cooking with my mother.
Hey, look, unless I make an effort to change my behavior, I can't expect your family to change theirs. And you could try this too, you know.
Why? Well, I'm used to them. It's like getting into a hot bath. You know, at first it's so hot that you don't think you can take it. But then, you know, once you get your luggage in, it's not that bad.
Did a wonderful job of kneading, Amy.
Thanks. I needed to hear that.
Adorable. Okay, next we're going to roll the dough. Now, it can't be too thick or too thin. It's not easy. It needs a light touch. Shall we let Amy continue?
Yeah, go ahead, Amy. I mean, she's already on a roll.
Okay, yes. All right, so that's good, see? Mm-hmm. Back and forth, just like ironing. Oh.
I know, it's true, I can't iron.
Well, where were we? Okay. Now, Amy, you continue doing that, and I'm going to need some help with the sauce. How does stirring sound to you?
Whatever you say, Marie, you're the master.
What?
You're the master. I mean, I'm just happy to be here. You're a brilliant cook.
Thank you. Those are such lovely earrings.
Oh, thank you, Marie.
You always have such nice taste. Are you all right, dear?
Yes, I've just never seen such lovely earrings.
Oh, thank you. You like that? Yeah.
Mommy.
Yeah, honey.
The boys keep blocking the TV.
Well, remember what we talked about? Pretend it doesn't bother you and see what happens.
When's Daddy coming home?
Just try it. Trust me, it works, huh? Did you want to say something, Marie?
I don't want to butt in, dear.
No, you go ahead, butt.
Well, your advice, I'm not saying it was wrong, dear, but, well, it's not right.
No?
No, see, I've been mothering for 40 years, and I just think that if Allie pretends it's fine, mm-hmm. then the twins are going to behave worse than you already let them.
I never thought of it that way. You're right. God, you know, it's just sometimes I am so scattered. You know?
It was great. Ferraris, Lamborghinis.
Yeah, Dad was told to stop touching some of the finest automobiles in the world.
Okay, dinner's almost ready.
Appetizers first. Gentlemen, if you'll follow me into the lounge.
Oh.
And Marie?
Yeah.
I'll keep an eye on that sauce.
Ooh, okay, dear. Okay.
Bad day?
Yep.
Didn't you even enjoy the cars?
I would have if I could have backed one over those two idiots. Oh, they had a field day. They made fun of my corduroy pants. Sweet, 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 sweet. And some woman spilled soda on me, and they laughing, and it's like they were in Disneyland. How was your day?
You can't even imagine.
I imagine name-calling and someone throwing a shoe.
It was fantastic. I mean, you know, your mother did start out with her usual little remarks, but I just let it roll right off of me. I laughed, I joked, I did it.
Yeah, well, I tried it too, and it didn't work.
How long did you try it for?
None of your business, all right? It doesn't work.
It does work. It's all about attitude. You didn't change your attitude, you had a bad day. I changed my attitude, and voila.
Don't say voila.
You're just mad because I found out a way to get along with your family, and you never have.
Well, you think you figured them out? You can't change them, you dizzy broad.
I knew it. Your canopies are a big hit.
Oh, I'll be right in. My canopies are a big hit.
Yeah. Are you sure she said hit?
Shall we?
Yeah, yeah. But I'll tell you, if I hear one more thing from them, I'm going to go Batman on their ass.
Or maybe you could just try.
Yeah, yeah. Ah.
Can I sit here, Marie?
Come on, honey.
So, boys, what was your favorite part of the auto show?
Ray taking a Coke in the lap.
All right, Frank, leave him alone.
Yeah, yeah, you weren't with the sourpuss all day.
My day wasn't so easy either.
What?
Nothing.
You had a nice time today, didn't you, Marie?
Oh, of course.
What, Marie?
Nothing. It's just that sometimes if you have to spend an entire day with a person that you need to make an effort.
It was an effort to be with me today?
No, I didn't say that. This was a very pleasant day.
Yes, because I made an effort. I was nice. It was me.
Okay, dear.
No, wait. Andy, you were there today. You saw us. Who was nice?
thought you were both nice. You're both very nice people. Wine, anyone?
Marie, you were criticizing me, asking me if I knew how to stir, explaining a rolling pin to me.
Oh, I was just offering you useful advice like I always do.
Advice?
Of course. It's one of the joys of my life. But today, for some reason, you seem to take it so badly.
What?
Excuse me, one second. Hold on. Second. Could you pass the canopy, please?
Badly? I was laughing. I was making jokes about myself.
I know, and to be honest, I found that terribly sarcastic.
What do you mean sarcastic?
Well, it means a sort of phony facade.
I think I know what sarcastic means.
Scooch over a little, will you?
If you didn't want to spend the day with me, Deborah, I think at least you should have been honest about it.
I was being nice! I was trying to be nice! That was nice in there! Today was nice and I was nice, damn it!
See, now you're getting a bit emotional.
Gee, I wonder why.
Ah, back to sarcastic.
If you didn't think I was being nice, then why were you nice back to me?
Well, when in Rome.
How would you... You are...
A priest and a rabbi walk into a bar. One of them has a parrot. Parrot. And he says to me... Can I have some wine, Amy?
No.
Wait a minute. Answer me this. Ray, Robert.
No.
Listen, I know you weren't there today, but wouldn't you agree that sometimes, and I'm not saying all the time, but sometimes Marie can be critical of me.
I told you not to do this.
Ray, look at me.
No.
Look at me.
No.
Look at me!
No!
All right, Deborah, you know, all right. In the past, we've had our share of tiffs. But I truly believe it's because you misunderstand me. I am not interested in a relationship of artificial pleasantries and phony smiles. You never, ever have to pretend with me. I'm always honest with you, aren't I? And if I see something that you desperately need help with, like cooking, cleaning, the children, your hair, I care so much that I have to say something because I want to help. Oh, honey. You don't have to be worried, dear. I forgive you for today. And I'm always here to help.
Voila. Ladies, whatever you went through today was worth it. An excellent meal. I give it 2 buttons and a zip. What kind of ice cream you got there, Ray?
Chocolate swirly.
What's that? I can't hear you over your pants.
Yeah, noisy pants.
These aren't the same pants, okay? I changed them before dinner.
Then you better see a doctor.
Noisy luggage.
Yeah. Very funny. Very funny. Sounds to me like nobody wants any ice cream.
Yeah. Sorry.
I'm sorry, too.
See that? That is how it's done.